flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We start our program off here on...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On Monday evening with the new man in town, head coach at Florida International University, Coach Willie Simmons, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations once again.
Larry, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, you know, I saw you in the opening days of your job. You had an opportunity to be on hand for the state championships, which were at your beautiful facility, and got an opportunity to see you with your hometown team back from Quincy and when Monroe was around and Shanks and now Gadsden County, you know, represents this year. First time that they've been to the state title in many, many years. But now you're entrenched here after a year away from being a head coach at Florida A&M University, where you did an awesome job. You went to Duke last year. Really good program, work with the running backs, and now you get in your own program at a position that there's so much to be optimistic about. Talk about the approach that you took. Obviously, this is a job that a lot of people around the country want. You're in the hotbed for recruiting. You're in a program that obviously a lot of people know on television all the time, playing a top-notch schedule. Talk about your thoughts as you approach your first spring.
Well, all the reasons, all the things you just alluded to, the reason why this was a coveted job. And obviously, I'm very blessed to have been selected to lead this great program. You know, Scott Carr, AD, we had a lot of conversations, and I was able to, you know, show him the vision that I think FIU football can be. And so just coming here, assembling the staff, really excited about the staff we put together, some holdovers from the previous regime, some new faces, brought in some transfer students out of the portal, really excited about the high school class we're putting together. Yeah, but again, it's just about coming in, entrenching ourselves in this phenomenal community down here in South Florida. And, you know, we've done a good job of that. And I think that will lead to a great success here at FIU.
Yeah, you bring up a great point, picking a staff. Not always easy. Obviously, when some people pick staffs, they bring guys that they know, which is perfect. But also, you have to understand the environment that you're going into and people who have recruited in this area. And you've done that. I mean, obviously, local guys, people with ties to here. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important part, because now, as you go out and see a lot of these recruits, there's so much familiarity. It's not that you're wearing a 305 FIU shirt, but a lot of these coaches that are walking in the front doors of a lot of these schools in South Florida, everybody knows them.
Yeah, well, you know, high school recruiting is all about relationships. And this place, you know, particularly South Florida, Miami, probably more than any other place in the country, it's really about relationships when it comes to high school recruiting. And so I thought it was critical for me in putting the staff together to assemble, you know, guys that have tremendous familiarity with this area. You know, five of the guys on the staff of the 10 were born and raised right here in Miami. Three of them were high school head coaches here in the city. You know, two just came from the school across town, you know, who recruited a ton of guys from this area. And so just really, really assembling a group of guys who understand, you know, Miami culture, South Florida culture, who understand how to deal with the high school coaches, the 707 coaches. You know, I think that was a critical part of the hiring process. And we talked about that a ton throughout the process. But again, I feel really good about the guys that we put together because, again, winning those relationships, being able to have familiarity with the area, I think is key because even though we're in the richest area in the world for high school talent, everyone else knows that as well. And so the competition is fierce to try to to keep these kids home because, like I said, again, everybody from northeast to southwest to all the way out in the Dakotas are down here in these schools every January and every May.
Yeah, no doubt. Willie Simmons is the new head coach at FIU. He joins us this evening. And, Coach, in between Alcorn State, obviously Prairie View A&M and then Florida A&M, you had an opportunity last year to go and see what a Power Four environment is in the ACC with Duke. Talk about that and how much you learned just in that last year, because obviously while you were a head coach and you called the shots, there's a lot, and you know as well as I do, there's always something that you're going to learn. What are some of the things that you picked up last year by just being in an ACC Power Four environment?
Well, yeah, it was a great experience, first and foremost, to work under Manny Diaz. He's a phenomenal leader, a tremendous human being. And, you know, they're going to be very successful there at Duke. And I'm excited to see the future of that program. But really, you know, football is football. Yes. So as far as the X and O part, you don't really see much of a difference. The guy's a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, a little bit faster. But there's some tremendous coaches at the FCS level, at the Group of Five level, even Division II and beyond. And so the football wasn't the part that I learned the most. Obviously, with the changing landscape, with NIL and all those things, that's what you really I really tried to make sure that I picked Manny's brain on NIL and how we looked at it, how we administered it, what the plan was moving forward. Because, again, to compete at this level, you have to have a plan. And so coming in to FIU, obviously we won't have the budget of Power Four schools but we will have a budget. We have to be very smart and strategic as to how we allocate our resources. And so just really trying to entrench myself with understanding the landscape as far as NIL was the biggest thing that I took away from my 11 months at Duke.
All right. And you bring up a great point because, you know, as funny as it may be, but Manny Diaz is actually, he's actually the godfather of the portal and NIL because he started that when he was at Miami by having De'Eriq King, the quarterback who was at the time with Miami, actually got money for going to an appearance, which kind of kicked off the NIL. Then through the portal, he started picking up players. So obviously in some crazy way, I mean, you spend a year with somebody who kind of started this ball rolling. And now even at FIU, you got to play that game. I mean, it's no longer the way it used to be. And you know, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but you look at coaches like Nick Saban or even Coach Larrañaga over at the University of Miami, they're old school. And it got to the point, Coach, where they just couldn't keep up with everything's going. And I think it was a poignant remark that Coach Larrañaga said is 4 days after they got back from the Final Four in basketball, five kids came into his office and said they were going to go to another program. In that type of landscape, and even you grew up in an era where loyalty was basically everything. You know, I mean, if you know, obviously we all knew that it was going to come where student athletes were going to have to get compensated in some way. But did you ever expect it would be like this?
No, I don't think any of us expected it to be like this. I think a lot of us are concerned with the direction college football is headed in. I think the game itself is secure. The game of college football, I think, will live on, and it'll still be exciting. You know, it'll still be one of the greatest sports as far as the 3 hours that, you know, people get to cheer their teams on. But the direction that it's putting our young men in, I'm really concerned. Because, you know, when we came out of school and those before me, it was about finishing. You know, you picked the school because you thought it was the best place for you. You did your research, your homework, and you didn't go for one reason. You know, you went for a multitude of reasons. And so if one of those things changed, a coaching change, something along those lines, you know, you battled that adversity and you stuck with it. And I think that's something that the game teaches us, is how to persevere. And not saying that the transfer portal is a bad thing. The funny thing is, you know, people kind of look at the transfer portal like it's a new invention. Well, it's not. It's always been around.
No.
It was just parameters and guidelines as to how, as to when you could enter it, right? There had to be some extenuating circumstances, right? And there are those situations where a kid might need to get closer to home to help out with his sick parent or to, you know, he had a kid and he wants to be be a dad and be closer to his kid. There are situations where that is the case, but the notion of come here for a year, I don't like it for whatever reason, I can leave and go somewhere else. I don't like that place for a year, I can leave and go somewhere else. I mean, I don't think that's what we're trying to develop when we talk about producing men. I think, you know, it's about perseverance, about finishing. And so I get it. I understand that a lot of the decisions are made for fear of litigation. And when you start that slippery slope, it can get pretty ugly. So hopefully the powers that be make some decisions that stabilize this thing as far as the transfer portal, the windows, even with NIL, that can really get the game back to the purity that it was, you know, a while ago. And be able to be, you know, infuse the NIL with it, but do it in a way that makes all of us feel more comfortable with the state of college football.
Yeah, and it makes the recruiting process a lot more complex because not only do you have to recruit your current classes and your classes ahead, but you have to recruit your own team. And that's probably the craziest part because you have a lot of players that are going to be, you know, obviously on your team from what year to year, and they're going to get offers or NIL deals or portal or whatever it may be. So you have to kind of account for that. So when you have a board, obviously, you have to have a lot of erasers these days because your board's going to change from day to day. The kids that you're going after, the kids that you have now, and say, hey, listen, you know, I mean, we got a commitment for this kid from you know, 2025, but what's going to be when that freshman becomes a sophomore in 26. So it's an ever-changing game. And, you know, whenever I talk about it, everyone goes, well, we're not alone. Everybody's playing the same thing. And I do understand that. And it's, like I said, a lot of coaches, you know, talking to Charlie Partridge 2 years ago at the state championship game up at your, you know, old place at FAU, at Florida A&M, he said the same thing. And he said, you know what? I really never bought into this part of college football, you know, and obviously the next year he was gone. He went to Indianapolis. So I can understand when you have the old guard, guys in their 50s and 60s who've been around and started this thing out, you know, and it wasn't like it is now. And it kind of, you know, you keep up with the times. There's no doubt about it. You have to do that. But there's a certain part that says, you know what, it's not fun anymore. You know, and when you're in your 50s and 60s, I can understand it because you've done it, you know, for so many years. Coach Willie Sims has joined us, the FIU new head coach. And, Coach, you take a look at your schedule. I know you guys are still building it, but I believe I saw Penn State as one of the games. Is that the opener?
Well, it's not the opener. It is week two. So we're traveling to Happy Valley the second week of the season. And so we're excited. You know, it's a great opportunity for us to really, you know, have some national attention and great programs, the Boise States of the world, a lot of those major programs that have really positioned themselves to be national powers. They started out, you know, playing those type of games. And so we're excited about it. And we're going to go up there and show them how we played out here in South Florida.
Yeah. What are any other? Obviously, Florida Atlantic is always a game that's on the schedule and some of your conference games. Do we know any of the other games that may be on the schedule?
Right now, the three that are confirmed out of conference, mentioned Penn State, FAU is the following weekend here at Pitbull Stadium. And then in early October, the first weekend in October, we'll travel up the stores to take on the UConn Huskies. You know, so that's three of the four out of conference games. We're still in discussions about the first game of the season. And but I feel pretty good that the schedule will be released here in the next couple of days, and you know, we'll have the full conference slate as well as the non-conference.
Right. Now, in the next month, you'll be starting spring. What are the dates that you're going to get spring, and are you going to have a spring game at the end of the spring practices?
We will. We'll start spring practice the March. I think it's March the 4th, the 5th, the Tuesday. Once we get back off spring break, you know, obviously we have a very early spring break down here in South Florida, the end of this month. And then once we come off spring break, we'll tee it off with practice one on that Tuesday. And then we'll have a spring game April 5th, the first Saturday in April. So we'll practice every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We'll have two scrimmages. Both will be off site. We're working through the logistics of that. So we'll get that information out as we solidify the location. And then have our annual spring game on April 5th. But 15 days, excited about it. The guys will be fired up. And, you know, we invite the community to come out and check the guys out.
No doubt. And the class that you're recruiting, your first recruiting class, how do things go there? I know it's still ongoing, but how have things gone for your first recruiting class?
Well, we feel really good about the class that we put together. You know, obviously nothing is set in stone until Wednesday. And mm-hmm. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that the young men that are players to us will stay locked in. But we really wanted to beef up our numbers and our size on the offensive and defensive lines. And so when I took the job, we only had one committed offensive lineman. And I think we had one committed defensive lineman, interior, and I think one defensive end. And, you know, so we plan to sign six high school offensive linemen Wednesday. And then we plan to sign, I think, another five defensive linemen between ends and tackles, you know, so really made a commitment to building our roster from the inside out. And the high school recruitment of those young men were very critical. So I took my hat to Coach KU, our D-line coach, Coach Patter, our O-line coach, for identifying some quality young men that were still available. Got them on campus, and, you know, they've committed to us. So, again, nothing set in stone. Hopefully we'll seal the deal on Wednesday. But we're really excited about the class that we've assembled so far.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for dropping by here on a Monday evening. We're always cheering for you. You do things the right way. One of the guys that we always gravitate to, and appreciate you taking time for us. And we'll see you a little bit during the spring, and then definitely at the summer camps.
Well, thanks, Larry. And I can't leave without plugging. I'll sign the event on this coming Wednesday at Rusty Pelican. So if anyone wants to come by and hear about the class in detail, we'll be down at Rusty Pelican. Doors open at 6. Program will start about 7. And, you know, any donations will go towards the Blueprint Collective. So but appreciate you, Larry. It's always great to be on with you. Look forward to rubbing elbows with you down here in South Florida. And, you know, look, keep doing what you're doing.
Good stuff. Coach Willie Simmons, the new head coach at FIU, and certainly Rusty Pelican coming up this week. You could kind of check out the new team, and I'm sure a lot of the coaches will be there on hand so you can meet some of the coaches that you may not know. He mentioned Coach Pata, who came over. You know, there's a few coaches that you'll definitely recognize from the South Florida area. So FIU taking some spotlight here, and rightfully so, and you know, as you know, that throughout the course of a year, we promote that program as much as anybody. And you know that when it comes to all the colleges down here, whether it's FAU or FIU or Miami or any of the NAIA schools like Florida Memorial or St. Thomas University or Kaiser, we're always on top of it for you because we know there's a lot of young kids who grew up in this area, and we follow them right through.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.